Chattanooga's number one hit music station. We are Hits 96. We're in the middle of a session of Let's Talk Dating. We've got Brock Olson joining me in studio. And Brock, we're going to help out Bailey here. She's met a guy on a dating app. Everything seems to go pretty swimmingly. They seem to be getting along. She's pretty happy. However, the little quirk, this guy has yet to bring her back to his place. They've gone to her place numerous times. He picks her up for dates. They have a great time. But he seems to be avoiding taking her back to his place. What do you think? What's the expert opinion?
Sure. So I like to think of myself as, especially when I was single, I was probably a little bit cleaner than the typical guy. So I had nothing to hide. I was like, if you come over to my place, you might leave being like, dang, I need my game. Okay. So I was a very tidy person. But I will say this, and I had someone say this in my comment section on the Facebook post, which I never even consider this, is sometimes a guy just wants to be able to bounce. Yeah, he just wants to be able to leave whenever he wants. And if you're over at his place, it's kind of hard for you to be like, hey, your Uber's here. Like, he wants to be a gentleman. He doesn't want to be like that kind of guy. So if he wants to be able to leave, like, maybe that's what it is. He just wants to have like that escape route. Super, super easy. Hey, I got to get home. Got to do whatever I got to do at my house. Whatever it is. So I thought about that. I was like, that's actually a really interesting perspective. But it sounds like that there is definitely something that he's not proud of. And regardless of what it is, however embarrassing, it is your job to seek that clarity. And you need to express to him in the most feminine, supportive, kind way as possible. It's like, I need to know why you do not want me to come over to your place. I know you're saying it's messy, but guess what? Video calls are happening. Sure. Or we're not. Like, I need to see where it is that you're going. I need to know because I need to continue building trust. We need to continue building trust. And if I don't know where you're laying your head at night, very hard for me to imagine what you're getting into whenever we're not together. And I need to be able to have that mental image clarity of what's going on when we're not together. And if he values the relationship like it sounds like he does, he's going to be as transparent as he possibly can, as long as he doesn't have some real skeletons in the closet. So sure. I would just advocate on, we talk about this all the time, communication. Have that conversation. Be supportive. Be open-minded. You never know what it is. Maybe he has 15 cats.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, it could be all kinds of things. And that's the only thing I was going to add is that she has to have that open mind when she's asking this question now. Because mm-hmm. if she's going to pry a little bit, he's hopefully going to give her the honest truth. And sure. It might not be something she's necessarily used to hearing or want to hear even.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to see how that works. She doesn't think it's anything sinister, so that's a good vibe.
Sure.
I don't think it's his living with his parents or anything like that, only because I feel like that should be brought up in a conversation, maybe.
You would really think that. And I had somebody who told me that they were on like the sixth or seventh date and found out that the girl he was dating on these dates had a kid and had been married and was super upset that she hadn't divulged that earlier. Because like, that's a big part of like, you have a kid?
I think we've talked about that a couple times.
Yes, we're 6 months or six dates in, you haven't even mentioned that. So you'd be kind of surprised, but maybe not so much now, Gino,
right?
To know how much people leave out
to
portray themselves in the best light possible, or if they're just embarrassed about something. But Bailey, again, I really want you to have that conversation with him and tell him it's not that you don't like, yes, okay, you don't really trust, but you're trying, and this is a way for him to help you trust him, because he has no questions about where you go. He's been over to your place multiple times. There's nothing on his mind about where you go or what your living situation is. But he needs to do the respectful thing and return that favor. So I trust that you're going to be able to find the sweet words for him. And it's going to turn out very, very good. But I would say don't jump to conclusions on it being the worst case scenario.
And bottom line is, if she does ask and he says, well, whatever, and he comes up with an excuse, okay, we can make it, and it never happens, then maybe that's a deal breaker for me.
Sure. And stand firm on your boundaries. Like, right. Hey, we've only been dating for a couple months, but at a certain point, I need to know what your place looks like.
Makes sense.
Period. I just need to.
I think it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I think it makes sense. Thanks, Bailey, for writing in. Of course, thank you to Brock for the advice. If you out there have a dating scenario that you would like Brock to solve for you, or at least give you some solid advice here from an expert level, make sure you write us. That's Gino, G-I-N-O @WDODradio.com. You can also hit us up on social media. You can follow Brock and go to BrockOlson.com to see everything that he offers as well. Brock, thanks again. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Gino. Thank you.